Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
sorry for being so unkind. Don't you cry, not to me.
Check this out, this is Punjabi MC. Right now I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
that she won't be surprised.
Record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got to drink them, y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. Was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate, and now somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come, and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out Must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up, and they give you, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me, and he said, you're going to get out of jail, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me, and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag, and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant, and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor, and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things, and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together, and that damn dog would go away a little while every day, and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And I followed her one day, and she was going across a road there to a supermarket in the back, and she'd go there, and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. First I thought maybe I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Yeah, my boy, P.A.
this here song is about your home and everything you own. It's spread out all over the lawn, and it's a damn cold thing. And that's why I said ain't no phone at home, it ain't no sugar, it ain't no love. It's all over.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
wash a pint of Carmine. There's nothing more to say. Raking all ancient history, we're both nose to blame. Don't talk to me, you broke my heart. You can't press rewind. Don't push it now, no, don't you start. Like I've something to decide. Wait, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, you know. And it's over.
Now it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, you know. And it's over. Dreadful story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. And the squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. But the old woman hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away, to be a slave all in America. So on Monday morning this old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed and in she went, poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, oh son, oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving man. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad, all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main.
Thank you.